This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved, be engaged, be part of the conversation. Yeah, I'm a little lit up tonight, can you tell? Be involved, be engaged, be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Like I said, part of the solution really is what you're being. And please be informed. Please be engaged. I'm watching some of these people. And, you know, I don't use Facebook as a total indicator of how everything is, but you have to admit, it's great amusement. I mean, the differences between how people saw what took place today in those hearings, depending on the side of the aisle you were on, it's just amazing to me. I can't even tell the truth about it. That's the other freaky thing. I mean, here it is, we're all watching the same thing, right? And people are talking about, well, not people. Some of the people on the left. Talking about how, Barr was just, disheveled and really didn't know what he was talking about. Come on, wake up. You want to talk about just playing the political game? Not really. This is what I keep telling you. I know, right? I hit the ground running. Sorry. You know, are you Americans or are you Republicans? Are you Americans or are you Democrats? What are you? That's what I want to know. Because for me, it's almost like we have forgotten that you're an American first. And my Christian brothers and sisters, you better remember, you're a Christian first. This other stuff that you subscribe to, you're out of your mind. I'm not joking. I mean, the fact... I'm still hot on ESPN Sports the other night, saying that what was it that the baseball player was not Christian because he wouldn't take a knee, that he had no humanity because he wouldn't take a knee. You want to talk about being browbeat? That's exactly what they were doing. I hit the ground running, didn't I? Joe Mattini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. You know, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on. And, you know, really, for all intents and purposes, you get a lot of information there. All right? I mean, it's not that hard. 855-REAL-JOE. So, and watching those, they really weren't hearings, right? Come on, stay with me here. How can they be hearings when they were not interested at all, in the least, with what Barr had to say? They weren't there for that. We all know that. We're not right. We're not stupid people. So they weren't really interested in where the Barr was telling him, because remember, he's not working for the people. Just ask him, they'll tell you. He's working for Trump. That's all he does. These guys are whacked. And Jerry Nadler, what a peach he is. I mean, seriously, did you see him out? He was out with a crowd earlier, and he wouldn't even answer basic questions. Actually, he actually believes that there's no rioting, no violent rioting going on. Think about that one. I mean, does he live in fantasy land? Where does this guy live? And my God, forgive me, but Jerry, buy new pants. You make money. I know you make lots of money. Oh, God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of. So let me get to that. I mean, I got so many clips on this, I don't even know where to start. Brad Dacus is going to join us after the break. He's going to explain some of the recent SCOTUS rulings. Crazy stuff. And really, how much longer this can go on? You know how much longer this can go on? Anybody? I'm going to tell you. You really don't have to know it. One of those questions. This is going to go on even after Trump. Ready? A lot of lefties are going to fall over right now. Even after Trump gets reelected in November. Now, unless we hand him a true solid majority, this is never ending. There's going to be hearing after hearing after hearing, fight after fight after fight. Do you really want to do this? Right? I mean, and then, God, I could go all over the place. And then today with Nadler in, wouldn't let him take a 5-minute break to go to the, poor guy to go to the bathroom. And I love, the thing I love the most about Barr, the no BS. There's no sugarcoating. If you're not going to be civil with him, he's not going to be civil with you. Right? And that simple. When Barr asked the chairman, can we take a 5-minute break, please? Nadler said no. Barr whipped back around and said, hey, I waited an hour for you this morning, and I haven't had lunch. And he said, well, we're almost finished here. Barr's like, you're a real class act, Mr. Chairman. Remember one thing. He's still the AG. And you guys are not immune from everything. Isn't that what AOC said? Don't screw with me. I'm a congressman. Like, anyway. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Still to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for joining us, being with us. I so much appreciate the time. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for the newsletter every week or just send out an email to let you know who's going to be on, what's going to be on, what we're going to be doing, that kind of thing. And on top of all of that, you can also donate. There's a donate button there. It's always good to do that. But listen, let me just bring him up because I have so much fun when he's on with me and we get right to it. Brad Dacus, he's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always, Brad, love having you on with me and appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
So how many gallons of Pepsi and bags of popcorn did you go through today watching? That was more of a circus. Again, another, I don't even know, truly a hoax slash witch hunt that went on today.
It was very revealing. Their clear strategy, the leftist Democrats there who head up that House committee, seemed to be to make their points, make all their jabs, make all their points, and then not give him any chance really to respond, to shut him up. He had his opening statement. That was it. Then they made their accusations, and then he started to respond. He'll say, I relinquish the floor, and then would shut up Barr, and then it would go to the next person to make their statements, and then when Barr's going to start to respond, say, I relinquish the floor. And so Barr would not be able to respond, and he was so respectful, so civilized, so classy and intelligent, and the Democrats on that committee were just like, well, I the opposite. I'll just say the opposite. Yeah. It's very disappointing, and it was really a sad statement to where we are in terms of who we have in Congress, and the lack of civility, the lack of respect for the process of a real investigation, of really actually trying to find information. They weren't trying to find information.
No.
They just wanted to parade and make their grandiose, outrageous, accusations. And it was very, very telling about who we have among the Democrats' leadership there in the U.S. House of Representatives. And I'm very disappointed.
I think they want, advertising talking points is what they were looking for. And to your point, they didn't. They accused him. They wouldn't let him respond whatsoever. This was more like an inquisition than it was a hearing. Because if they called him in, and he said it himself, if they called him in for a hearing, shouldn't they want to hear from him? But you know what they're going to say? Well, he was going to lie to us anyway. Right? That's exactly what he's saying.
And so that's why they brought him there. To ask him questions, but not to let him respond because he's going to lie to us anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Very totally devoid of logic.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. These are the same guys that look at the Portland riots, okay, and telling them that now isn't it interesting? They refer to the federal agents as federal troops. Okay, Nancy Pelosi calls them stormtroopers. They're in their combat garb. No, they're actually in their uniforms. All right, and yet they kept coming back to the peaceful protests, and then they kept doing the same thing. If you recall, with when it came to the mothers and the veterans, the peaceful. Well, they wouldn't let them show all the violence. Remember, they cut Jim's video off, and. It's just amazing. I don't know how they can look at the same piece of video and tell you there's nothing there. No problem.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and I'm glad that video was shown. Congressman Jim, he did a great job on that one, and saying here's what's actually happening, and this is not a peaceful demonstration. Everyone in America sees it's not a peaceful demonstration. It's confusion, it's chaos, it's anarchy. And what's really sad is that it's being fueled and empowered by Democrats sitting there in the House of Representatives, by the governor of Oregon and in Washington, and then the mayor of Seattle, the mayor of Portland. They're fueling this rioting and destruction. And the only logical explanation is, I think in their minds they think, if we have this rioting going on, America will feel unstable and fearful and want change and have Biden in instead of Trump. But the reality is, Biden is saluting this. He's fanning those flames too. So we're going to have more of it. We can have literally a total anarchy in this country if they take complete power this November. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to inflate things more than they are. We can see it on television. We can see it in the cities. And I know his Attorney General Barr had concern that this could become a nationwide, all throughout, especially in blue states run by governors, with that lack of appreciation for law and order.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Watching what's happening, watching what's going on with these guys and how they are totally defending. It started off, think about it, they're defending illegal aliens, right, the rights of them. Now they're defending the people that are burning things down. They're not protesting. Barr finally got fed up. I wouldn't say he lost it, but he had that moment where he looked at him. So it's okay to burn down? It's okay to destroy a federal courthouse? Is that where we're at? You know, yeah, and he's looking around waiting for a response from somebody. I thought it was great.
Yeah. You know, people need to remember, but for those federal agents, like the FBI agents and coming in there and protecting that courthouse, it would have already been destroyed completely.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And because the mayor of Seattle, the mayor of Portland, their attitude and policy is let it burn until November 3rd. That is what their attitude is. No matter what the cost, no matter what the injustice, no matter what how many victims and murders and arsons and people getting their property destroyed, let it burn until November 3rd. And we even saw AOC come out and say something like that. She said that we need to keep the businesses shut down until Election Day, until after the election, is what she said. Keep the businesses shut down until after the election.
Yep.
So that mindset at the cost of the American people, I really think that the American people, Joe, and I really believe this, I think that they're going to remember this, they're going to see this. They've got enough intelligence to understand who is behind what, who's doing what, who's trying to stop it, the president's trying to stop it, and bring law and order. And I think at the end of the day, law and order is going to win, and I believe that Trump is going to get reelected. And I say that in as a vote of confidence in the common sense of the American people.
All right. So I agree with you to a point, okay? I am not as optimistic about the American people. Simply look at Jerry Nadler. All right? He somehow got elected by American people. And you got a whole bunch of AOC and others that are out there. They see what's going on. They see what's happening. Human beings have this inherent need to want to be taken care of at times, and they're making it too easy. Do I believe that Trump will win? Yes, not a problem. Do I see any of this changing? I see it intensifying after he gets elected. We can touch on that. On the other side of the break, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he's going to use the Defense Production Act to help Kodak launch a pharmaceutical division. He said 50% of generic drugs are made in India or China, and that he wants to bring the production back to the U.S.
It will produce as much as 25% of all active ingredients needed to make generic drugs in the USA. It's a big number.
On the coronavirus relief package, the president said he doesn't support everything in the measure, but he didn't elaborate when he was asked by reporters. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is taking steps to slow the spread of the virus as the state shows an increase in cases. He shut down bars and ordered restaurants to scale back indoor service. He also announced a mask mandate. The governor also reduced the number of people allowed in social gatherings from 50 to 10. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, be involved. Be engaged. Do something. You really have to have a clue as to what's going on. Some of you, I am still amazed today, and please forgive me. I know I do this for a living. It's a little different. But some of you I meet in the street or meet at the store or talk with you, what have you, you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. It frustrates me to no end when somebody says they're not, they're not political. You're always political. You just don't know it, okay? But B, they'll say they're not keeping up on something. Well, how are you not keeping up on what's happening? Well, I'm not familiar with what's going on in Portland. Really? Were you in a coma till 11 o'clock today? I mean, how could you not have a clue as to what's happening? And you ignoring it doesn't help it. It doesn't fix anything. It actually makes it worse, because when people come up to you and say, did you see what President Trump did sending the federal troops in to Portland, at least you'd have enough truth in you to be able to say, yeah, I don't know if that's true. Here's actually what he did. And we don't have our people doing that because they're not paying attention. Anyway, let me bring a guy in that's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we go running off at the mouth again, why don't you tell people what Pacific Justice does and how they can help you?
You bet, Joe. Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we're very unique in that we have more offices in the United States defending religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, than any other legal organization in the country, bar none. We do our work completely without charge, and what also makes us unique is that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is turned away, and that is the hallmark of the Pacific Justice Institute, making sure everyone gets help.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, the reality is that we don't know. A lot of you don't know what your rights are. You think you do, and you spew things out, and I just have to scratch the side of my head and go, come on, really? But you really do have to pay attention to what's going on, and you have to know before you're just spouting off at the mouth. You know, and it's always amazing to me when I hear some of these quote-unquote constitutional experts who probably don't even know how to spell the word, let alone they're no expert, if you know what I mean. Anyway, always, I'm just saying, Brad, I've talked to these people. But we were talking about the break, you know, about you having, you have a lot more trusted people than I do. I jokingly always say, really? Then how did Obama get elected twice? All right? I mean, seriously, how does Nadler end up in there I don't know, what's it, 20 years, Pelosi, 30 years, Schumer coming up on. I love all these, you know, people. They've been there for decades, and every ill in this country has happened over the last 3.5 years, apparently, under Donald Trump. So, but let's talk a little bit about the issue in Nevada and how SCOTUS, everybody's up in arms. Everybody's irritated with what took place in Nevada, and apparently they put the church beneath riots. Why don't you explain to people what went down?
Yeah, the governor in Nevada pronounced that churches can only meet with up to 50 people inside their church service. So it didn't matter how large the building was, didn't matter if it was the size of an indoor stadium. Only 50 people, that's it, whether it's a small area, large area. So they didn't look at percentage of occupancy, which would have been a responsible thing to do. So that's how they do it. That's what they did with churches. Well, the real rub came in, not just that being unreasonable. The real rub came when they decided to say, oh, and by the way, casinos, you guys can open up. Caesar's Palace, all of you, open up, sell the goods and services, let the thousands of people flood into the casinos, and let the good times reign and roll in. And so that's what the governor decided to do. It's clear unequal treatment in the law. Well, a lawsuit was filed. It wasn't our case this time. But it was filed, and the judge says, yeah, that sounds fine to us. Casinos are different than churches, so we'll defer to the governor. And then it was appealed directly, skipping the Ninth Circuit, directly to the United States Supreme Court, because it's hard to win. You have to show it's gross negligence by the lower court, by the federal district court, in order for the Supreme Court to take up something like this and rule in your favor. And they didn't win, but even then it was very close, 5-4. And I believe, and so now it gets sent back down to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where they're going to actually rule on it, and then it'll go back up and then be ruled upon by the Supreme Court on a lower standard, not gross negligence, but just whether or not the constitutional rights of churches are being violated.
So you think it's a process issue more than anything else, because Gorsuch roasted them big time, the liberal justices and Roberts himself.
Yeah, and well, I think what he saw was, which is what I see, and Kavanaugh and Thomas and Alito, they all saw, was that this on its face is outrageous. In the same town, you're going to say it's okay for, you know, these big casinos, Caesar's Palace, to flourish, and with thousands of people coming and going, bumping into each other, coughing, you know, and at the same time, you're not going to allow a large church or a small church have more than just 50 people, no matter what safety measures they're taking. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've come out with a 96-point safety checklist to how to safely and legally reopen your church and to function, whether it's indoor. We have it for outdoor services, the whole nine yards, even for private schools. And these churches are doing it. A study came out and showed that churches, 99% are taking protective measures. And so they're being treated like second-class citizens, while at the same time casinos have the full grace and blessings of the governor and the liberals there who are presently in control of the state of Nevada. And it's very disturbing. I'm convinced had we had a Republican as governor, Republicans in the legislature in control there in Nevada with the governor, we wouldn't be even talking about this. They'd be treating churches fairly and equally like other red states. But they're not a red state. They're actually now under control of a very liberal ideology that really discredits and has disrespect for the religious freedoms of institutions like churches and synagogues in this country.
Yeah, I think some of us kind of thought that SCOTUS would end up going a little more conservative. I'm finding, I think, I don't know if it was you who said it or others who have said it, I don't know if Roberts's real colors are showing now, or if he is pushing left just to make sure that the court doesn't go in a certain direction. And I was screaming to the day, it shouldn't be about left or right. It should strictly be about the law and the Constitution, correct?
Yeah, I think Roberts has a mental state, which I'm seeing, which is that he feels that it's his mantra to somehow prove to the world that the Supreme Court is balanced. It's not ideologically driven. It's balanced. And so he's there in the middle, and he's showing how, look, I'll vote for the liberals here to carry out his public statement when he said, no, we're not political. We're not biased. Each of us look independently. And he's trying to, I think, carry on that facade. If he had any real gumption, any real I don't want to be too hard about it because I'm on the air and I may appear before him someday. So, but I was just very.
How about spine? I'll say it. If he had some more spine, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you said it. So I think that we would we'd see a court not so unpredictable and unstable, and I think that's unfortunate because you know, when you have a Chief Justice who is going back and forth, you start seeing an inconsistency in principles of proper jurisprudence. That is alarming. I know what Ginsburg is. I know what Sotomayor is. I know what their ideology. I know what their formula is and the principles of looking at the Constitution. And the same with Neil Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. They have these strong principles, but I don't see that with Roberts. I see someone who's just going sort of playing more politics, trying to prove that the Supreme Court is not political. And that is disturbing. I do think, though, there's a good chance when this makes its way back up to the Supreme Court, which it will after it's decided by the Ninth Circuit, I believe it will, I do believe that he will then say, well, since the standard is now lower, we're now reviewing whether or not the Ninth Circuit got it right versus whether or not there's gross negligence by the lower court decision. I'm going to switch back. I'm going to go over here. We could see that happen. But it is very alarming that it should have been a 9-0 decision in favor of religious freedom, equality, and equal treatment under the law and under the Constitution. It's a no-brainer, and I am disappointed that we have that many on the Supreme Court to say it's okay to ignore the religious freedom rights of a church and force them to only have 50 people, but let the casinos flourish with thousands of people passing each other and spreading disease. That makes no sense.
Well, you know, John MacArthur brought it up. It seems to me that we Christians are turning more and more and more to Caesar than anything else. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of. I really do. I want you to make sure that you're well informed before you're out there spewing. Now, the other thing I tell you to do, stop spewing Twitter. Get away from them. We've moved over to Parler. Much easier to deal with. Much easier to deal with those people. A lot more traffic. And you can actually find us there. Where on Twitter, it's almost impossible to get your message out. And it's going to get worse. You are handing the keys to the safe to a bunch of people who can't stand you. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does pretty much every week, you know, to talk about the issues today, what's going on in the legal world, and how you can keep from giving up your legal rights. So many of you just turn away so quickly. Brad, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I know we at Pacific Justice are... We stand ready with hundreds of affiliate attorneys all over the country, Joe, to aggressively challenge injustice and the kind of tyranny that we see on TV. Well, we're the doers. We're the action agents who fight that in court assuming the court hasn't been burned down by rioters in places like Portland, I'm very grateful that President Trump is protecting our ability to have a lawsuit, to file our lawsuits, because these federal courthouses would undoubtedly be burned to the ground in some of these blue cities and blue states otherwise. So
I would find this argument interesting today that I heard. It kind of ticked off this little part of my brain where I went, okay, so these guys have been screaming for years under Obama that the feds needed to come into the cities to do their own job and that the local government wasn't supposed to be there to pick up the illegals or do anything like that, that the job of the federal government to take care of illegal immigration. Now you flip that. It's the job of the federal government by law to take care of those federal buildings and the whole nine yards. And today they were saying, no, it's local police are supposed to take care of that, and you need to let them do it before sending the federal troops in to, just beat on those peaceful moms, peaceful protesters. But that hearing today, I don't watch many of them, but I got to tell you what, that really wasn't here. It was very obvious that the Dems were just pounding away, trying to get Barr either aggravated or what have you. This is not the way it's supposed to be or the way it's supposed to go, is it?
No. First off, the name is very indicative of what it's supposed to be, a hearing. That's where they and the committee hear from someone and ask them questions and hear information so they can gain wisdom and knowledge and understanding and et cetera. That wasn't what this was at all. This was a pony show of posturing, unsupported by evidence, unsupported by real facts and information, and Attorney General Barr, who is so dignified and so high in integrity, it was so disappointing to see this take place as it did, before our very eyes on television. It was just outrageous.
Oh, it was. And the fact that they would ask him questions and they wouldn't let him answer, and then the Republican congressperson would say, okay, since they wouldn't let you answer, why don't you answer his question? It was just amazing to see that. Actually, no decorum whatsoever. Definitely nothing more than thuggery. Almost like the Spanish Inquisitions, again. So, with the president and sending federal troops in, and it's funny, he's not sending federal troops in. Let's get this straight. He's got marshals in there protecting federal buildings, as is their job, as is their role to do. So, I'm just going to ask you flat out, is there anything you've seen in the videos that gives you pause to say, that may not be legal for them to do that?
Well, it's very disconcerting to see what happens. I know there's tremendous leeway that's given to Congress and their branch of government, how they conduct themselves, how they carry themselves. And I will say, when I used to serve for United States Senator Phil Graham, I was a legislative assistant. I would represent the senator before hearings. I have never, in all of my days in that I was there serving, the senator Phil Graham, I never saw what I saw on television, which was a hearing that was not a hearing, which was just posturing, silencing, preventing the ability for information to be gathered for American people to be respected with information. It was a slap in the face to the people watching, as well as, of course, to the Justice Department. So I think I've never seen anything like that when I was serving in Washington for United States Senator Phil Graham, and I certainly hope we never see that kind of shameful behavior and an insult to the American people ever to take place again by any such committee in Congress.
As I was watching this and listening to people, and, a lot of them got the Black Lives Matter BLM mantra in there, which I thought was interesting. And I got to thinking in some of these conversations, coming up, we're going to have a boatload, I won't call them reverse discrimination lawsuits, but do you see a bunch of lawsuits coming down where actually whites are discriminated against, where they're going to have to take that up from a legal standpoint?
Oh, yes. I do believe we will. In varying degrees, I think the Supreme Court, hopefully we have enough common sense on the Supreme Court to realize that the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution means what it says and says what it means, which is that we're all, you know, we're to have equal protection, equal treatment under the law, irrespective of the color of our skin or our race. No one should have a favoritism over someone else. I'm very optimistic that if we are able to keep this president another term, that we will have at least one or two more justices appointed and equal treatment, and that principle that should go beyond race will be upheld and protected. But it's very important, because unless we have equal treatment, equal protection under the law, irrespective of your skin color or your race or ethnicity, we're going to have problems. We're going to have riots. We're going to have demonstrations. It's when we're not a nation of equal treatment of law, is when one group thinks that they can get an upper hand on another group by rioting or doing this or doing that. That's where the problem really comes into play, and I think we're seeing that, unfortunately, in some of these. We're seeing it blatantly in cities that have lost law and order and respect for decency and equal protection of their citizens.
Yeah, I think this is, I'm watching all this go down. I think this is interesting. We've gotten so far away from what our founding fathers wanted. And you and I have a mutual friend, Rick Green. We talk on a regular basis about, you know, our founding fathers had, if you read their letters, not just looked at the raw law, but if you read the letters that they wrote to each other, if you, and you probably know this as an attorney, I didn't know that there was somebody that was journaling in the room while these laws are being argued. And you go all the way back to the days of our founding fathers, and when some of these things were being argued, you read the notes from the journalists, and you understand why they were presenting these bills. You understand why they were presenting these issues. I am so surprised that the Supreme Court never really goes back to that. They never say, well, listen, when they did this law, when they did this, whatever it is, this is what they were saying to each other. This was the intent. They never do that, though, do they?
Well, I will say that original intent and is a strong principle by four of the justices on the Supreme Court, Thomas, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch,
yeah.
Gorsuch, and Alito. They respect that, and I wish we had more justices that we could count on all the time to do just that, to say, what was the original intent? What is the actual structural proper interpretation? What does the law say? And what was the intent? And that should be the foundation by their decisions. It shouldn't be what Sotomayor and Ginsburg, oftentimes, for them, their test is, what do we want it to be? What do we think the new society should look like? And let's just justify a decision to get to point Z. And, you know, that's what we presently have with those two. And I'm just so hopeful that that we'll be able to see those two replaced with those who really respect the law. And the great thing is, our nation economically is dependent upon a stability of law and respect for the Constitution.
Yep.
That is one of the greatest strengths for where people are able to invest in the United States, knowing that we have stability of law and that we're not going to just have things suddenly changed by a few elitists sitting on the Supreme Court. Very important for us economically as well. As a nation, people don't really, I think, realize that it's not just civil liberties; it's also economic liberty and stability and long-term prosperity. There's a lot linked together, and that's why I'm hopeful that we will see President Trump reelected and have great people put on the Supreme Court again.
All right. Well, let's see where we're going with this census. You know, he signed an executive order that yes, we can count the illegals, but they cannot count for representation. Now the Dems are going nuts, but legally, he's within his rights, is he not?
Oh, completely. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to count someone who's here illegally for the census purposes. That's called about as far as representation. These are people here illegally. They're not here legitimately. They're here illegally. So, I mean, theoretically, if you were to take the principle of the left and you were suddenly invaded 6 months with, you know, say, 100 million people swept through the United States, or say 200 million people swept through the United States, here illegally, they could elect their own dictator.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, and that's an extreme example, but it's the same principles there. It's
all right.
They have to be United States citizens.
You know what that noise is? We're going to go, you're up against it. PJI.org, PJI.org. You may not need the services now, but, man, hop on their website, check them out. A little donation would never kill. Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.